Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy. We do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a high of about 88 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 76. It's 77 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 74. 76 at this hour in Racine. A 28-year-old man is in custody down in Kentucky after a woman said she was abducted last week in Milwaukee County and later sexually assaulted in Kenosha County. Jose Arevalo Vieira arrested Tuesday night near Louisville and now faces extradition. Police there spotting the vehicle listed in a national alert tried to stop it, prompting the driver to get out and run into a wooded area. Arevalo Vieira found in possession of a knife, according to reports. He's one of two men suspected of abducting the woman near Van Buren and Clybourne Streets in Milwaukee. After the assault, she was left near the interstate and Highway 165 in Pleasant Prairie. The Racine County Board is going to be asked next Tuesday night to approve a contract with the State Department of Corrections for housing up to 130 inmates in the county jail, providing daily revenue of $54.46 per inmate.
I was told when I was first became the sheriff that the state did not have any need for jail bed rentals, that things were status quo and that they didn't have a need. That has now since changed. I'm told that the state of Wisconsin prison system is overcrowded, that there are in fact people sleeping on the floor and hallways and whatnot. I believe that offering our jail, which is not at occupancy, is the moral and correct and right thing to do.
At the Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting, Sheriff Christopher Schmaling said that the contract will be after the fact since the jail's already housing 32 state prisoners. That's a decision he made based on immediate need.
And I've agreed to accept an average of 4 to 12 on average, possibly 10 every Tuesday moving forward until I reach 130 or 85% occupancy of our jail, which has a occupancy of 876. I'm very mindful of that number. The state is very mindful of that number. I cannot exceed 85%, nor do I want to. I need to have a 15% buffer within our jail to move inmates around should the need arise.
The sheriff said the budget will certainly be helped by the added revenue that could be more than $1 million between now and year's end. Only certain inmates would be housed in the jail, and the sheriff says this comes with the need for 5 more correctional officers and equipment. The committee's unanimous support going to the county board for a recommendation at first and second reading next Tuesday night. In Racine, a man accused of setting fire to his apartment in a Douglas Avenue building while several other people were inside allegedly was not happy he was not invited to a cookout. 44-year-old Nolan Williams charged with arson and 3 counts of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety. This happened at 1300 Douglas Avenue, reported June the 2nd by another resident of that building. There was an incident in West Dallas, and now Racine fire officials are putting out the warning because of it. Firefighters do not inspect single-family homes. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to Racine Fire Captain Mark Filippanto, a West Dallas resident reported to police Sunday that someone came to his door, identified himself as a West Dallas firefighter, and offered to conduct a fireplace inspection. A call to police confirmed the man was not a firefighter. Filippanto says Racine firefighters do not conduct inspections of single or two-family homes. They do inspect the common areas of three-family and larger apartment buildings, but do not ask to enter individual units. They always wear uniforms during these inspections, have fire department identification, and generally arrive in a fire engine or other marked fire department vehicle. Filippanto says the department has not heard of anyone posing as a firefighter in Racine, but wanted to get the word out about the nearby incident. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And a fundraiser has been announced for July the 2nd at Roma Lodge from noon to 6 p.m. to help with some of the bills for WRJN's Mark Eichhorst, who is battling lymphoma and is now in hospice care. On Community Conversations, Bob Evans, former co-host of Eichhorst in the Saturday It's All About Racine show, noted the recent Relay for Life event for which Eichhorst had wanted to participate.
We pushed him around, and it was an unbelievable, moving moment because people were clapping for Mark. They were saying, Mr. Racine, you know, Mark, how are you? And then people would join us as we were pushing him around.
Again, it's July the 2nd. The fundraiser for Mark Eichhorst at Roma Lodge, noon to 6 p.m., $10. It'll get you a dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, and raffles. A recommendation to spend up to $15,000 on an engineering study for a plan to slow the erosion of the bluffs on Lake Michigan in Mount Pleasant will be going to the full village board next week. Finance, License, and Legal Committee talked about it yesterday. Village engineer Tony Beyer saying a proposal from Terracon is being recommended for approval. The project area includes Graceland Avenue to Part Lake Park and also the dead-end streets of Bryn Mawr and Roslyn. He said, though, this would only be a temporary fix.
This isn't a permanent solution, a permanent design. This is just simply emergency measures to protect the toe of the slope until the pending project with the Corps of Engineers gets going and they come up with a full design, which might take a few years. So basically trying to bide time with something here, but actually have an engineer's perspective to come up with something that hopefully will hold up and also fit within the Corps' design whenever that gets completed.
The Army Corps of Engineers has in fact agreed to study the erosion problem on the lakeshore, but no timeline provided. Construction planned for late summer or early fall on a new 30,000-square-foot Children's Hospital of Wisconsin facility west of I-94 near Highway 50 in Kenosha County, a facility targeted to offer additional specialty services. Children's Hospital VP Juliet Kirsten telling the Kenosha News, location like this puts their services closer to where families live, and that supports the goal of expanded personalized and integrated care. The new building to be completed next year would consolidate Children's Hospital of Wisconsin's 75th Street Clinic, the pediatrics facility on Green Bay Road, and the primary care site in Paddock Lake, and would allow for expansion of other services. DeSanto Jet Gas Incorporated, which is also known as Mighty Flames, is one of those companies that provides and refurbishes and refills the propane tanks you see for sale and exchange outside of businesses. It has plans to construct a new building on Brentwood Court in Racine's Olson Industrial Park. That's on the southeast side. Alex DeSanto telling the Olson Industrial Park Development Review Committee this is going to fit their immediate needs, which includes some more space, but this is not for residential areas.
We have a facility in Flint, Michigan, and we're going to move those guys that are taking care of this area right now. They'll come, but people will be hired here, so there's not a whole lot left of expansion. This is a distribution center for this. In our forklift business, but as far as home deliveries, I don't think that we put a tank there.
DeSanto surprising committee members when he explained that they haul used propane tanks from around here to upstate New York to be refurbished and cleaned because their main customers prefer it. Kenosha Plan Commission meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Municipal Building. The only agenda item, public hearing on the conditional use permit for the $12 million 49-unit Residence as a Library Park project at the former Kenosha Youth Foundation's building on 59th Place. 4th of July parade coming up in Racine. 4th Fest, as it's now called, will have one of its mainstays back in the lineup. The 86-year-old now Calliope, which is showing its age of late, and needed some routine maintenance and repairs. It's again going to be back in the parade. Public responded to a call for help to fix it up a little bit. That call coming in droves through a GoFundMe campaign, but parade spokesman David Mack says particular thanks going to Dr. Joseph Geenan and his wife Nancy. They initially purchased Walter Doc Guerin's Calliope in 1993, donated it to the Kiwanis Club of Greater Racine, and they have now since stepped in to help as well financially.
We're extremely grateful that Dr. Geenan and his wife have made a generous contribution to help fund the repairs for the Calliope. Some of the repairs that needed to be made were cosmetic, and some have to do with the mechanics of the Calliope itself.
Mac telling WRJN News the $5,000 donated by the Geenans to preserve the Calliope, as well as the response of others in the community, helping to create the new canopy that you'll see in the upcoming parade. Then after the event, will be coming more repairs and maintenance on the Calliope, built in 1931, purchased by Doc Guerin in 1938 for a mere $200. And take note, the Racine Raiders game against the Zion Atomic Swarm that was scheduled for Saturday at Bradford High School Stadium in Kenosha, canceled. The Swarm is no longer. They folded. They tried, the Raiders did, to line up somebody else they could play on Saturday, but that hasn't worked out, so it's going to go down as a forfeit win. So the Raiders next will be playing July the 1st against the Chicago Falcons at Horlick Athletic Field. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.